MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, September 8th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As overall pandemic worries continue to fade, one of the biggest curiosities continues to be long COVID. What causes it, and who is the most susceptible? A new study says that psychological factors such as depression, anxiety, and loneliness could be better predictors than physical ailments. To be clear, it's not a causal relationship, but there is an association. Su-Wen Wang, research fellow at Harvard and lead author of the study, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Su-Wen.
Thank you. It's my honor to be here.
Well, let's talk about long COVID right now. You know, in a lot of ways, we've seen the pandemic subside. Many have been infected. Many have had their vaccines and booster shots. But a big curiosity that still remains in all this is long COVID. You know, so these are people that have been infected with COVID, and then the symptoms remain for sometimes months after even they might be testing negative. And one of the big things that we don't know is why exactly it happens and who might be more susceptible. You know, a lot of people have said if you're immunocompromised or have hypertension, different physical things, you know, could increase your risk for long COVID. But this new study, Su-Wen, that you were working on shows that some psychological stressors are also indicators of a more likelihood of this. So depression, anxiety, loneliness, a lot of times these were predictors of experiencing long COVID. So tell us a little bit more about the study, Su-Wen.
Thank you for the introduction of our research, and thank you for your interest in our research. So briefly, what we did was from early in the pandemic, we followed more than 54,000 people for a year. Over that year, more than 3,000 contracted COVID-19. So we asked them about their COVID symptoms and how long they lasted. We found that psychological distress prior to infection, including depression, anxiety, worry, perceived stress, and loneliness were significantly associated with increased risk of long COVID. These was not explained by health behaviors such as smoking or by physical health conditions like asthma. And interestingly, what we found is that these psychological conditions are even stronger predictors for long COVID as compared to those physical conditions you just mentioned, like diabetes, hypertension, and obesity in our cohort. Finally, among those who developed long COVID, we found that people with higher psychological distress before getting COVID were also had a higher risk of getting daily life impairment due to long COVID, and they report more symptoms of long COVID.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff in here. I mean, if people had reported two or more types of these distressors, it increased their risk by 50%. That's how much it could have increased it. So they're just more susceptible to all that stuff. And to be clear, having stress and anxiety and depression, all this doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cause long COVID. You know, it's not a causal effect per se, but there is an association about having a lot of these stressors in your life.
So what we did was an observation study so we can not say it's causal, but after trying to account for those demographic factors like age, sex, race, ethnicity, and also those physical conditions, we try to disentangle the effect whether these psychological conditions are more strongly predictors than those physical conditions.
Now, a lot of times when we're talking about long COVID, as I mentioned, you know, these are prolonged symptoms after having COVID. A lot of times people say they'd experience, you know, the brain fog, being very lethargic, just being super tired. And a lot of people will say, well, they're just kind of carrying this in their head. It's just a psychological thing for them. And to be clear, again, that's not what the study is showing as well. I mean, it's not that it's all in your head. It's a purely psychological thing. There are some physical symptoms that do persist as well. But just because you've had some of these symptoms before does not mean it's just a purely psychological phenomenon.
Exactly. So our results should not be misinterpreted as supporting the hypothesis that it's all in our heads. First of all, among those who developed long COVID, around half of them did not have any psychological distress at baseline. And most importantly, when we excluded people who only reported fatigue, headache, those kind of psychological and neurological symptoms as their long COVID symptoms, the results were almost identical.
Yeah, I mean, I know that all of this just really makes more of a call for giving more people access, obviously, to mental health care. We saw people go throughout the pandemic and really suffer a lot. Their mental health suffered a lot. And again, you know, just having these things before could make this very novel virus, you know, treating our bodies in a crazy different way than they've ever felt before, could also exacerbate some of those things. So I know that's been one of the calls as well, is to pay more attention to it and have better accessibility for mental health.
Yes, exactly. Especially with our findings that these are even stronger predictors than those well-established risk factors of those physical conditions. We definitely need to understand that mental health conditions and physical well-being are so strongly interconnected, and we need to make care accessible and improve the quality of care for those who need it.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for more research that comes down the line on long COVID. As I mentioned, it's kind of one of those big curiosities still, and very tough to see when it's going to happen beforehand, and then also difficulty in treating that. So we'll keep an eye out for all of that. Su-Wen Wang, research fellow at Harvard and lead author of this latest study on long COVID, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.